Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up Saturday here on 105.1 The Fan, home of the Ducks. Oregon will take on Indiana, top 10 matchup. And here is the coach, Dan Lanning, joining us for his weekly visit. Coach, can you hear us?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Doing great.
Well, we didn't get to talk to you last week because of the bye. How did you get to celebrate the Penn State win?
Was more work. We it was a good week. We went to practice last week, got some recovery in, and then we're able to get on the road recruiting towards the end of the week, go see some high school games. And Saturday, I got to watch a little college football, which is fun.
Is there something to the bye week? Just, I don't know, early in the season, is it more physical, or was it good to maybe have an emotional break? Because that Penn State game for everyone seemed like such an emotional high.
Yeah, probably a combination of both after a game like that, travel like that, all those things kind of add up. We went across country, get to go play in a game. It's a tough environment at that point in the season. You're five games in, and guys are feeling a certain type of way, and it probably really helps them from a recovery standpoint. Also just a great chance to take a look at your team and say, okay, what have we done in the first 5 weeks that we need to evaluate?
You said that was the best game that you had been a part of. What was it about that in particular that made that one special?
Yeah, it was just an emotional roller coaster. And, our guys never, budging, right? Handling big moments and did a really good job of, I don't know, I just felt like our guys put it all on the line. And when your guys put it all on the line and you come out with a win, that's obviously a great result.
Yeah, some intense moments there. And I thought about you, like, overtime, fourth down calls. How often are you on the headset when you're listening in on the headset and they're called, Will's on there and deciding what you're going to do in critical moments? How often do you chime in or even just lay out and think to yourself? Let me rephrase it. How often do you listen in and you're actually not fully on board with what they're doing?
Oh, very rarely. No, we make, I have the call sheet in front of me right now. Like, I've got the opportunity to look at that stuff. I always think it's smart to make decisions on Thursday, Friday, Wednesday during the week. And then when you get there to Saturday, you're not disappointed with the result. And there's a lot of times in those moments, I'm making sure that the look that we wanted is the look that we get. And if we don't, you can always bang a timeout or take a delay a game if you're not crazy about the look and live to play another play. But, generally for us, we're all on the same page. I think that's, part of my job as a coach is to make sure that we all know exactly what we're expecting.
Right. So, yeah, and you've said that often that you always script things out. So on that fourth and one, in overtime, you're down seven. You got to get it. That play you had already known, as long as the look is there, you already all kind of knew what you were going to run there?
Yeah. That's one that, and we're lucky we carried a few more short yardage plays in that game than we had done in the past, and it kind of paid out. You anticipate being in some situations like that, and you kind of start to go through your Rolodex of what you really like throughout the week, and showed up, and we felt good about it in that moment.
You can't say enough good things about your quarterback, but in those moments when he's making some of those plays and avoiding a D-end and different arm angles, I mean, he's good, but what does that do confidence-wise for the team, for you guys, when you see him feet to the fire and he comes through like that?
Yeah, we have a player that solves a lot of problems on the field. And when you have a guy like Dante that you see do that in practice all the time, you already have a high level of confidence. But to do it, when the bullets are flying in a game like that is pretty special.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning with us here on The Fan. So Indiana, you talk about a team with a clear identity. Can you just describe their identity on both sides of the ball and what they do?
Yeah, I'd say they're aggressive on both sides, you know, looking to create explosive plays on offense. They do a great job of running the ball. I think sometimes people think of them as a pass-first team. You know, they're rushing for well over 200 yards a game, have really dynamic receivers on defense. They're very good at disguising their looks. They change the picture a lot for the quarterback, create a lot of confusion, and bring it from just about everywhere. So it's a really, you know, fundamentally sound group that does a lot. And then they're aggressive in special teams. They've had 4 block punts this season, which has got to be number one in the nation. So I think that just speaks to just kind of the brand of football that they play.
Yeah, I love I love seeing how the game has evolved. And, you know, when I played, this wasn't as much of a thing. I love watching some of the simulated pressures, and Indiana does a really, really good job of that. When you're, as a defensive coordinator, when you're trying to fight that as an offense, how do you deal with simulated pressures when your eyes tell you one thing, but you know, is it almost like you kind of just have to take your best guess or film study? How do you deal with teams that do such a good job of presenting one thing and then snap of the ball, it's usually not?
Yeah, I mean, that it's just that. And usually most teams have a complement that is that, right? So you have to play back and forth, let your eyes tell you the picture, and then do a good job of telling guys early in the week what, you know, what's going to make us redirect, what's going to make us change where our eyes go, based on how people drop and what they do. So this is one of the better teams when it comes to that, and they do a really good job. You kind of got to prepare for both and ask yourself as a coach, what's a good answer, what's a good play that can be executed against both the defenses that might be presented.
It was interesting that you guys played Mendoza. He was the quarterback at Cal a couple years ago. Have you seen changes in his game since the last time you saw him?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's benefiting from some great coaching, and he's playing a lot better as a player. He's gotten better as a player. You see the guy delivers the ball in pressure. There's some plays that he throws, unbelievable throws in that Iowa game where he's getting hit, and he's got good guys that he's throwing to and a really good scheme that he's operating in. So he's certainly gotten better as a player, and the people around him have gotten better.
And here at Indiana, what makes him so effective?
Well, I mean, a lot of this system is based on quarterback making great decisions, right? Is the box heavy? Is the box light? Do you have free access throws? He's a guy that makes the right decision pretty consistently. And the ability to stand in the pocket and deliver a good throw when people are bringing pressure, he handles that really well and does a great job with that.
Yeah, they run so many RPOs that year. They run PROs, pass run options. Does this have a little kind of like an Urban Meyer Florida feel when you watch this offense?
Well, I mean, it certainly it comes from some of that tree. I mean, there's pieces of that that definitely show up.
Dan Lanning with us here on 105.1 The Fan. What are you listening to today? Last time it was Steely Dan,
yeah.
I think.
Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do we have today?
Yeah, I don't remember what I was really listening to. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've had the radio on the last few times I've been on the phone some. Yeah, I really don't know.
Do you ever listen to podcasts?
Sometimes, every once in a while. I wouldn't say very often, no.
When you do listen?
Usually music.
Yeah, usually. When you do listen to a pod, what do you listen to?
You ever heard of Revisionist History?
Yeah.
Malcolm Gladwell?
Yeah.
I'm a big Malcolm Gladwell fan. I like those. Busting with the Boys sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a big podcast guy.
What did you watch when you sat down to watch college football last week? What did you get to watch?
From beginning to end. Yeah, I watched it all. So,
fans.
I had a couple TVs rolling. Woke up, watched game day. Just went through the cycle from beginning to end.
When you watch, it was a great, like, that afternoon stretch. Like, it was like Alabama and Vandy and Texas. There was like a 6-game stretch there that was awesome. When you watch that, can you watch as a fan? And are there teams that you're like, oh, I love what they do? Or are you always kind of in a coach mode where you can't shut your brain off and watch it as a fan?
No, I can certainly watch it as a fan. I'd say what's hard, you're obviously evaluating what you see a little bit, but you're just hoping for good games. You know, I remember when I first looked at it, I was like, oh, man, there aren't a lot of great games. It turned out to be some phenomenal games on last weekend, which made it a lot of fun.
And do you follow, like, what Kenny Dillingham's doing down or any of the guys you with George and Bama, you have those ties?
You're always cheering for guys that you worked with, for sure, and always fun to be able to see them have success.
Now, a key question here, are you aware of or know who Judge Judy is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay, good. Well, we were just talking about, apparently Jim Harbaugh loves Judge Judy, and we were talking about
I found that fascinating.
Yeah, like why, but you were coming on with, I don't know if Dan Lanning would even know who she is, but apparently you do. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I feel like she used to be on TV after school when I get home, maybe back in middle school or high school. She's been on the air for a while now, right? How long has she been going?
Oh, my God.
She makes $47 million a year.
Yeah, like 40 years.
Really?
30 years.
She's like one of the highest paid TV people ever.
She's amazing.
Is it really that high?
Yeah, 47 mil. She owns the production company.
She owns the whole thing. Yeah.
Coach, you got to get out of coaching and get into syndication. Like, do that little, like,
I guess I had no idea Judge Judy was killing it. That's awesome.
Well, like, all these little, like, the viral clips that you guys do, the little, you know, the vignettes and, like, the videos, that guy does a phenomenal job. You got to get out of coaching and just syndicate that stuff. Just become a production company. That's where the money is.
There you go.
Wouldn't have much of a story to tell anymore if I wasn't coaching.
Oh, that's so. Yeah. I guess that's true.
Who is the? Let's give you a moment to name some people who are the talent behind some of those videos. Like that, some of the stuff you guys put out
really good.
Is really good, and I think it really helps you guys. I know you've said that before in recruiting, but who are some of the people behind that?
Yeah, Scott Anderson really spearheads that for us, and he's got great help. You know, with Steve Pohl there in that office, and several of the guys that he has around him that have just absolutely killed it. I mean, they're creative. When they do a video, it seems like the next video is even more impressive. Not just, you know, the message, but also the way they piece it together. So they've really cornered the market, and I think are doing some cutting edge stuff in that department.
It was really good, and it was so cool seeing everyone's reaction on the field and what a celebration was. So I got to ask, when you get down on the field, you were emotional. How long does it take you to go to bed? Like, I'm guessing you can't. That's like being a rock star. You can't just go off stage and then fall asleep. What is the night like when you leave that and you shower and you're getting on a plane? When do you get to have the adrenaline dump and actually go to bed?
Yeah, interesting enough, we landed back here in Eugene sometime shortly after 5 a.m. And, I came in and just started watching SportsCenter to get caught up on what else, you know, happened that day. So I was probably a couple hours and then laid down for a couple hours and went back to work. So quick turnaround.
Do you use sleep aids?
Not usually.
Okay. I'm guessing you're not much of a. I'm guessing sleep is a choice for you.
I mean, I like to try to fall asleep. So, but I don't like. We don't have necessarily any sleep aids in the house. I'm trying to think. Like last time that I went and took what's the Dimetap or something like
melatonin
that.
Melatonin like or, you know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I guess NyQuil, right? Like, I don't have a sore throat, but sometimes you can take some NyQuil and that help you fall asleep.
Yeah, that'll knock you out.
Yeah. That's the first thing. If I feel any sort of illness coming on, I'm right to the NyQuil, and I just like to hibernate through it. It's the best thing you can do.
So how many hours of sleep do you get on average?
I mean, it just depends on the day of the week. You know, tonight I'll get 8 hours, 7-8 hours. I would like to think, you know, but early in the week, you're not getting that much. Yeah. You're getting, you know, a little bit closer to 4 and, try to make up for it at the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, great talking to you again. Good luck against Indiana. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Coach.
Sounds good. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right. You too. That is Oregon coach Dan Lanning here with us on 105.1 The Fan every Thursday at 4. Brought to you by Philbrook Law. When it comes to your case, Philbrook Law is rooted in substance, not flash. For more information, visit philbrook-law.com. Philbrook Law, your local law team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.